Welcome to the original Italian-American podcast, keeping it real with Frankie D and the home of the Italian-American moment at ItalianAmericanLife.com. Today, my guest is Karina Marino, who is the publisher of Il Pensiero, The Thought, an Italian-American publication and the only Italian newspaper published in the state of Missouri. Karina, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, I came across your newspaper on a recent visit to The Hill in St. Louis, and we'll talk about that later. And let me just say, I loved it. It was just tremendous, and I'm glad I found your paper in one of the famous Italian grocery stores there. And it was a great experience. But first and foremost, tell me a little bit about your background, where you grew up, where the family's from in Italy as well?
Yes, of course. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, but I am Sicilian. So I know there's a difference between being Italian and being Sicilian. So both sides of my family, both sets of grandparents, four total, they are from the same town in Sicily. It's called Campobello di Mazzata, so Providence of Trapani. That's where we're from. All but one came over to the United States. So I had one grandma, she was born in the U.S., but everyone else was born in Campobello di Mazzata, either came over to the United States by boat or took a flight, different times of the year and different years. So we've been residing in St. Louis ever since. And I, like I said, I've lived here my entire life. I'm 29. I did step away for just a bit. I went to school in Mississippi, Oxford, Mississippi, to be exact. I studied journalism at Ole Miss. Hottie toddy, go Rebels. And then I made my way back to St. Louis. And like I mentioned, I studied journalism. That wasn't planned. I was just in the business school. And then I was like, oh, this is not entirely for me. So I went to journalism, and you know, it was perfect because I did know my nonno had this newspaper. No pressure there. No one ever said I had to take it over. But I just started talking to my professors and my teachers, and I'm like, I don't know, there's this newspaper that my nonno has. Like, I don't know if I need to do anything, but can you like stay after class with me just a bit to like kind of do some extra work with it? And I showed them what it was all about, and they worked with me. So after I graduated in 2018 from Ole Miss, I came home, and obviously that was like May going into June, and my nonna was like, so do you think you're gonna take this over? I was like, I don't know, let me just do it, let me just try. I met with our printing company, and they worked with me on the June issue. And then the July 2018 issue was my very first issue. And at that time in 2018 and into 2019 and 2020, we were publishing this newspaper twice a month. So very quick turnaround, in a sense that like we would complete an issue and that would be out and available by the 7th of each month. And then the next one would be out and available by the 21st. So had to stay on top of everything, content, interviewing people, making sure you had the latest news. But I absolutely loved it. I was also working full time like I am now. So I do this on the side, but it's something that I cannot give up. It's truly my passion. I really, really enjoy it, especially getting introduced to you, for example, Frank. Like, this is an awesome experience. This is what I do it for. I do it for the community. So, you know, like, yes, it makes a couple dollars here and there, but people that are very close to me know that we give that all back. And I want to highlight that because you mentioned that to me in your note, not knowing that about The Hill, and you mentioned the trash cans, et cetera, that you saw in the upkeep. And that's what we're in business for, is making sure that those events, those fundraisers, et cetera, are being supported. And if we can be a part of that, that's what we're here for. So it really made me happy when you mentioned the trash cans, and I was like, yes, okay, someone noticed something. You know, it's hard sometimes. You go into the hill, you see the flag like crosswalk, or you might see the flags like on the light post, but you know, those are all part of something. And there's a lot of other businesses on and off the hill, and I'd like to mention we are off the hill, that do participate in that and do keep it alive. So that's why I personally run the newspaper with my parents, my mom and dad, and my sister also helps me. So it's a very, very, very close knit family. And like I've mentioned before, to you personally, my nonu also sees it. It comes and gets delivered to his house, so he knows what's going on. As well. So that's just a little bit quickly about the newspaper.
Wow, no, that's very impressive. You got my vote. That's I had no idea of the story. So I made a recent trip, went to the hill. I am a very observant kind of guy, and I live, eat, and breathe Italian America. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago. And I went with a buddy. We didn't go to visit St. Louis. We went to visit the hill. I'm not joking about this.
I want you to like repeat that two more times, because I feel like sometimes when I say that, people do not
believe. No. You may say we're both nuts, but two grown men from Chicago got on an airplane and we went to St. Louis solely to visit the hill. That was the agenda. And I loved it. I tip my hat to all of you. You know, yes, the markers, they're markers. You mark the territory. I love it. The fire hydrants, the garbage cans. Plus they said Benvenuti on the garbage cans. The intersections painted green, white, and red. Obviously all those signs, the hill street lights, poles.
You definitely know when you're entering and exiting.
And so many houses
had
Italian flags that they must put up because they want to. And then a lot of houses had these signs that said, I heart the hill.
Yes.
They're doing it because they want to. The church on the flagpole had the Italian flag under the American. I almost fell over when I saw it. The church.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible.
Yeah.
The piazza that was built across the street from the church, so people comprehend. This wasn't a couple of brick pavers and a bench. This is like you're in Italy, and the people that put the money up, oh my God, how much money it must have cost to create that. It's a beautiful, beautiful, enormous piazza with an enormous fountain and tables to play chess and checkers and benches and all kinds of signs. And it was just incredible. I really was impressed. The people, you could sense, you know, I'm a talker.
So
we went to the bocce club.
Okay.
Knocked at the door. A lady answers. I go, hey, we're from Chicago. I'm here for a couple days. I don't know. I know it's a private club. Would it be possible to come in and, you know, get a drink? And at first she's like, no, well, you really got to be a member. And then the guy behind her goes, let him in.
So, good.
We went in, we were there 3 hours. She's like, you got to come back. We talked to all these people. Everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
And there's pride. The way you just described this newspaper, a newspaper, it's a part of your heart. I mean, that comes across. That it's genuine. I love that. I really do love that. A couple of one question, one thought.
Yeah.
You studied journalism because something, it was in your DNA that made you go out.
Yeah. So I really liked public relations. I was exposed to a lot of people, and just that I knew, that I followed on social media, and I was like, oh, I really, really like that. And my counselor at the time was like, well, then you need to be put in the journalism school. I was like, okay, I can do that. And, you know, I am practicing public relations in a way as well right now. So it's really nice to be able to do everything. And then my full-time job gives me really that marketing feel of it too. So I'm truly doing exactly what I studied for 4 years. So I'm really excited. And I think just with the newspaper, like every issue is so different. We barely repeat like anything. I know my family can call me out about that because I do repeat one of my favorite recipes from my mom, like ever. I just call it something different each time. But I'm passionate about that because I think that, and you proved it to me in your own way that, you know, I can repeat a recipe, right? And name it something different each time. But there's going to be one person each time that is new to picking that issue up. And it's going to impact someone in a different way. So it's funny when I talk to my family about it, I'm like, okay, well, you guys just didn't study this. Just like, let me do my thing. So they laugh when they review it because they review and edit each issue before it gets printed. I'm also really like passionate about making sure that there's different levels and backgrounds that are reviewing the paper, because I'm my age, I'm a female, I think one way, right? Or this certain way. So I need my mom to check it, that she's in her 60s. I have a friend, you know, all these and different backgrounds. And that's what I think makes the paper what it is. These different people that are helping me, because, you know, I think it's great every single time, but I need someone to tell me what's going on. So yeah, that's what I think. I try to make it different too, because I'm like, okay, well then if you have your people that are always picking it up, you know, they want to see something new. So I love the challenge of that. And also it's dependent on the community. If the community has a lot of events going on or whatever, that's where we're getting most of our content. Maybe events happen and we're publishing photos about it, or events are about to happen and we have their flyers, their ads. So it's really different each time, but that's what I like about it. I get asked a lot, like, how do you know what to put in there? And I'm like, well, it's about the community, like whatever they're doing. So that's really where our news comes from. And also out of St. Louis as well, like Chicago, New Jersey provides us with a lot of information. New York and Connecticut, I got someone a couple weeks ago, well, in this month, from even Colorado, Denver, you know, they're just Googling us or something and they're giving us content.
You mean they're providing information about what's happening in their cities?
Yeah, because not a lot of states have magazines, newspapers, or any form of really communication to talk about Italian events. There may be a digital newsletter that goes out through email, but, you know, it's really hard to get everyone to participate and do that. You know, maybe you don't have an email address, maybe you don't have access to the internet, have a personal laptop. So it's really hard. So when they find us and they're like, oh my God, like you're a newspaper, you can access it online, but you know, it's tangible. You can hold it. That's why they gravitate towards us. And also we're English and Italian, where there's really not that, I know of another one and they're just strictly English. So we're a little bit unique in that way.
Curiosity.
Have you
been to Italy?
I have. Yes. I've been there twice in 2017. I spent time in Napoli and Torino. And then after spending time there with family, I flew down to Sicily to see family as well, because most of them are there. The ones that live in Torino and Napoli, they originated from Sicily, but they moved north to for jobs. But yes, I have.
Okay. I was just curious about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, so it's a newspaper. This is an mm-hmm. actual newspaper. And give me a little brief, like how long has this paper been in existence?
Yeah,
start with that.
It's been since 1904.
Wow.
Yeah. And I grace that on the front cover of the newspaper. I just think that's really important. And when we do ads for maybe an auction or just any other event, that's what my ad always says: continuous service and activity since 1904. I want to stress that because I want those that are being you know, introduced to the newspaper for the first time to understand, hey, this is not something that's new. This is not something that someone is just trying to make money off of, you know, or whatever. Like, this is history. This is around for a reason. And that's what also I'm here for. So a lot of stuff I'm talking to people about, like, there's a reason why this is here. You know, it's not just, 100%. You know, it's not just, oh, there's no newspaper, we need a newspaper. Like, it was mainly used in the early 1900s for those that came over to the U.S. to learn and know about when they were going to receive their pension. Okay. So, you know, they didn't have social media, maybe email, all that stuff. So they needed to know about what was going on in Italy. And our newspaper, that owner at the time, that's what they did it for. So I always tell people, like,
for sure. And you definitely have to, you know, play that up. You're obviously doing something right, or wouldn't last for 120 years.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a subscription, or is it a free publication that's just sent out? How does that work?
It's free. You can find it, like you found it at Di Gregorio's, any other restaurant, deli on the hill, but you can also subscribe to it. So I have some subscribers just because maybe they don't frequent the hill or somewhere in South County as often as they would like. So that we send it to their home. And sometimes people gift it to others as well, you know, maybe out of state. So that is at a cost to subscribe to it, but it is free anywhere else. You can also come to, like, our office and come get it too, if you want to.
Nice. Okay. And do you have, like, I don't know, do you have any idea about the demographics? Are there young people reading this, or is it strictly old, or?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So when I first got it in 2018, I would definitely say it was an older crowd. And I kind of started seeing the shift of, like, people my age. And I told my Nonu, I said, Nonu, we have to change the first page 1, the front cover. It cannot be Italian anymore. And he's like, no, you can't do that. And I said, we have to. People are intimidated by it. They're not reading it because they do not know the language. They know how to read and write it. So once I started getting that feedback and whatnot, I told my mom, I was like, I'm going to change it. He can be mad at me for a month or whatever. So I changed it. As soon as I changed it, I think it was like the fall of that year or whatnot. It totally changed everything. I started getting people that were 21, 22 that wanted their birthday in the newspaper in the next issue. And I'm like, what? Why our newspaper? Young people started moving to the hill in their early 20s or even, you know, early 30s. And they're like, oh, can you add our anniversary, our wedding anniversary, or whatever? So when I started seeing that, I was like, okay, I've got to really change, you know, every 6 months, every year, kind of keep that up and going. So yeah, now it's definitely a younger crowd. Like, I would say it's way younger.
So you do, like, shout outs is what you're doing in the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. You can submit anything to us, you know, obituaries, birthdays, anniversaries, or really just, I'm like very, like, okay with, like, anything. As long as it's supportive, I'm like, send it to me. We're going to make it work, you know?
Well, that was a smart move. So I totally agree with you. That was a very smart
move.
But you did say it is in Italian as well. So what's, like, the percentage of the paper in Italian and in English?
It'll vary each time. So, like, this past one in October, there's, like, 2 articles that are in Italian, and the rest is all English. So if there's not too much going on that's sent to me, then, you know, whatever. But I would say it's not consistent. It just depends. So
that's good too. Keeps people, you know, on their toes. Do you cover, so I know it's news about St. Louis and sometimes news of out of town, other cities. Do you cover stuff in Italy as well?
Yes, we do. We have relationships with a couple news outlets there too that send us press releases. So we'll publish those. I would say, though, they send them to me kind of late. Maybe the event has already passed or it's day of, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that wouldn't make sense for our audience. But we do have several news outlets in Italy that we communicate with on a regular basis, and actually the Chicago consulate as well. So if there's anything of importance that they absolutely need out, they will communicate that with us.
Okay. And I have to say, I know magazines are pretty, but I like a newspaper.
Yeah.
I like holding that newspaper, reading a newspaper. And yours is a newspaper.
Yes.
And there aren't probably a lot of like that format. And I enjoy that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's all black and white, but I mean, I think it works. Like, I've never really heard anyone like complain about it. Like, I like it that way. Yeah. And some people call it a magazine. I'm like, it's a newspaper, but it's okay.
Has
I'll take
it
the
always been that name, Il Pensiero?
too. Yes.
I like that name. It's a catchy, I, the thought.
Thank you. Yeah, I
The
wish
thought.
I knew a little bit more about that. I don't, and I don't know if my Nona would be able to tell me, but yeah, it's always been that
You don't have a
name.
lot of like info from the past about the actual newspaper, like the history of the newspaper.
We do in a way, but those others have all passed away. So it all depends if they actually gave him information. Like we have all the stuff is, tangible. Like we can hold it and there it's in boxes and whatnot. And we put some things together because, it's like we need that. But just I think the saving of records back then is not like how we kind of do it now. So it's, a lot of things got lost. We do have what we need, but
It
yeah,
would be
it's different.
cool though to like when you have time, which I'm sure you never do, but it sounds like, just have like the archives of Il Pensiero and the origination and the people that did it and all that kind of stuff. It's like I volunteer at the Italian Cultural Center here in Chicago, and we have a library. And the gentleman who's the head of the library, he always preaches, tell your story, save our stories. Well, your story is Il Pensiero. And in a way, it's like it would be so cool to save that story, like the whole story 120 years ago and through the years, kind of a thing.
Yeah, we do have saved interviews from when people interviewed my nonno a long time ago, when they interviewed his brother-in-law, because he also did this with his brother-in-law, my nonna's brother. So we have that somewhere. It's like available on YouTube. It's just been kind of hard. There's also things I would say since I was younger. My mom really didn't know how to save stuff or like access it. So there's a lot of things my nonu did that didn't get communicated to her. So it's just like forever gone, I would say. But we have like, yeah, what we need to, but there's some, I would say my favorite parts of the history of it is seeing like the layout of the newspaper, how they did it back then, and just the typefaces that are different, what they graced on the front cover versus what we do now. So yeah,
It
it's cool.
must be so you're in St. Louis, but there's so many surrounding areas in the Midwest that have nothing Italian. Do you have like subscribers in other states that are in the Midwest, just yearning for something Italian?
Yes, we do have subscribers in California too. But I would say the Midwest, the thing that comes top of mind for me is like the individual that contacted me from Denver, like they have things going on, but like we do a lot more here in St. Louis. We're very, very active and we're consistent with it. In other cities and whatnot, they may just be doing a couple things a year. So others that are in different states, they like want what we have. And just explaining that to them, explaining that to that professor last week, they're like, oh my gosh, you guys are having a parade on Sunday? I'm like, yes. And this is so important. We do it every single year. Like, you know, this is what the community comes for. And something that we just did this past Sunday was we did a pet blessing. And so I don't know if you guys have that in your community, but the church that you saw, St. Ambrose, they just sent out a little message like on social media. And like, there were a ton of people that came to this pet blessing as my pet is not being the best right
That's
now.
Very ornery there with you.
It's so bad.
That's all right.
But she helps me do. We had a pet blessing. Like the whole community came out. Our father, he at the church, St. Ambrose. I don't know if you crossed paths with him or not.
No, I just walked in it. It was a beautiful church.
Yeah. So we just gathered on the steps and people brought their parrots, you name it. And just that sense of community is just amazing. You know, like,
oh, no, it's there. It's there.
Yeah, it was like 15.
It's there. Yeah. You guys are doing so much.
So much.
All kept up. And let me tell you something. Within maybe the first hour and a half I was in the hill, we went to the church and we come out and there's a lady standing mm-hmm. there. And I figured, hey, I we know nothing, so I'm going to open up my mouth. And I'm like, excuse me, you know, we're from Chicago. We talked for about 30 minutes. She told us where to go eat. While I'm eating, because I gave her my business card for the podcast, while okay. I'm eating, I get a text from the lady giving me more suggestions. She texted me again, giving me more suggestions, just to show you how nice the people were.
Yeah.
And proud of this neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
I did an Italian-American moment about Father Polizzi.
Okay,
story, because it's amazing what he did in
fighting
for it. So, no, it's just a wonderful, wonderful place. And it probably, I haven't been around the country much, but I got to think, if it's not the last, it's one of the few actual Little Italies.
Yes.
It's a Little Italy. This is an area. I think it's like 56 blocks and it's a Little Italy. I mean, from everything as we spoke about. So, you know, great job to you and everybody there, because you could tell that everybody is consciously working at this to keep it going, and you're doing so well as you are with this newspaper. And what do you see with the future of the newspaper? Just keep it going the same. Any might maybe possible, you know, I'd like to try this. I'd like to try that.
Okay. So I may be biased about this, but I believe print is not dead. So I wanted to always keep it print. I want you, like you did, Frank, you go into DeGregorio's, you pick out that newspaper. I want you to support local businesses and then pick up our newspaper too. So I want to make sure it's still that for all the years to come. If I no longer can do it for whatever reason, I would like to still like run it, oversee it, but maybe have, I have a love for teaching. So I would like to have students also use the newspaper to learn journalism, to learn writing, to learn photography, advertisements. So if I get to an age or that I, you know, I really can't put all 12 pages together or whatever, I'll still own it, but I want it to either live in a high school or a university that's obviously local to just be able to put those 12 pages, or if it's more at that time, together, but be basically student run. I want to make sure that it has, you know, value and it's people can learn from it. Right now we do have interns. We have students that basically volunteer their time to go to events and photograph stuff for us. And I'm doing it for them so that they can learn. And we had these women start with us in high school and they love it so much. Well, I'm not putting words in their mouth, but they haven't left me yet. They're in college now and they still do it. And I love it when they text me, hey, Karina, like, is anything coming up? Like, I'm available, or like, I want to do an event. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like for you to send that text, like means the world to me, because there was a time and place that I was doing it all like after work. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. but they've really grown in their role with us. And, you know, just we just have a really good relationship too. Like sometimes maybe they can't bring their camera, and you don't have to have a camera, like a professional camera, to work for us. Like you can use your iPhone, but I love it when, oh, my camera doesn't work. I'm like, do you have a phone that has a camera? They're like, yeah. I'm like, still go. Like you can go. Like we don't care. You know, like this is for you, like to learn. But that relationship of them being honest with me and just feeling comfortable to tell me, you know, maybe they are prepared or not. I love it. And I'm just here for them. So if we can work through something together, that's what I love about it. So that's where I hope the future would go for it. And just being a part of the community and always being able to rely on us to pick it up at a deli or restaurant.
Well, the good news is it's not going anywhere. That's great news. And that, no, that's a wonderful plan. And wow, you, I love your passion. I, like I said, I love your realness. I'm all Thank about you. Real, keeping it real.
Yeah.
You're real. You're genuine. You're passionate about it. That's awesome. You know, when you do that kind of stuff, you do good. You do good. Cause you know, it's in your heart. So
yeah.
Keep up the great work.
Thank
God bless
you.
You. You're really doing a great, great job, a great tool and gift for Italian America.
Yeah.
Hill, but for Italian America in general to keep this going. So God bless you. Like I said,
and
thank you. Thank you for the interview and thank you for all you're doing and keep it up and keep smiling. You're great. And I love it. It's a great story and it's a great newspaper. So
thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me. And happy.